This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, December 18th. God's word for you today is, run to God. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 10. And it says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. The Lord will take care of me. The Lord will take me up, adopt me as his child. God is the Father of fathers. He can and will take care of you. For those who in the past few days have been feeling that the absence of a father in their lives is the reason for all the problems they have been having, God wants you to know that he is here for you. For those whose father is present but has been malfunctioning, God wants you to know that he is here for you. In today's scripture, David is telling us that in his case, the builder, the mother, and the foundation, the father, abandoned him, but God adopted him as his child. If only folks will really get integrated into God's family, being born again is not a label that you wear. Being born again means being born into another family. So, all the negative things that you have learned from the previous family get overridden by the things from this new family, God's family. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 says, one day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, my husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. The man was not perfect. He was in debt, but he was shielding his family while he was alive. Maybe he would have borrowed from somebody else to pay that creditor, or maybe he would have sold his shoes, but he would have done something to protect his family. But he was no longer present. Although that man was flawed, the man was still covering his family while he was alive. But when the man was out of the picture, everything came crashing down. Do not demand perfection. God does not demand it. See God in your spouse. Everyone is on a journey. Our stories are different. Our journeys are different. Even though the woman in 2 Kings 4 was vulnerable, exposed, and the family was dysfunctional, the man was in debt. That is a dysfunction. While the robber met the road, this woman is teaching us a huge lesson. She ran to God. The lesson here is that the dysfunction in your family should not lead to the destruction of your life. Run to God. Instead of staying there and blaming the dysfunctional family you were born into for all the things that are going south in your life. Maybe you have a label. Maybe you know that you're not born again. You know you are not integrated into God's family. God is saying to you, I am a good father. Run to God. Get integrated into God's family, where past dysfunction will be overridden. God is a good father. Let us pray. Father, because you have adopted me as your child and brought me into your family by the sacrifice of Jesus, override every dysfunction in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.